I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 47, and as always, I like to do a little recap of last week's episode. So as you know, sometimes you have to check your intentions, not only your intentions, but also the intentions of other people, because their intentions and your intentions, if negative, then they can lead you to possibly bending your morals and bending everything that you've learned all throughout your life. And not only that, it can lead you to accepting things that you aren't necessarily accustomed to accepting, you know, whether they're diminishing you or condescending tones and chatter and just saying different things. Like, you're able to sit there and accept it because you want to be there, and that's not necessarily the right thing to do. And this kind of leads me into my other topic. So another friend of mine, she came out for the award show. We went to school together, and so we hadn't seen each other in a while. And so she came out for this awards weekend, and because at the time, of course, I was living outside of Los Angeles in Burbank area, so I wasn't necessarily in the midst of everything. And so I was dreading to go, honestly. Not that I didn't want to see her, it's just like the traffic and it was late. And, you know, I hate going out late, even like 8 o'clock sometime at that time. Like, I don't know why, but my energy level was just like really, really weird at the time. So anyway, she came out, and I think she was hanging out with her friend, a friend of hers, and they were at the screening of the award show. I think it was like at a hotel or something. And then also like the actual screening, my friend, she ended up going to the actual award show, which was pretty much in the same area, the Staples Center area. And so, you know, I met up with her. And then we ended up seeing my friend, and then we all just kind of were talking together and just reconnecting, and I was introducing them and all of that stuff. And so anyways, to make a long story short, my friend, that was her last night there, and she was going to leave that night because I think she had to study for like her final. At that time, she was in law school, and so she didn't want to miss her flight. She had, I think it might have been a Sunday, so she didn't want to miss her flight. She had a class early that morning. But here we have my friend who wanted her to miss her flight. She was like, oh, well, you can just, you know, reschedule it, go a different day. You can study whenever you want to. Like, you know, life is short. Like, you know, just live a little bit, she was basically saying. And so it seemed like my friend was kind of like thinking about actually missing it. But me, on the other hand, I was basically encouraging her to go on the plane flight to study her test, because in all honesty, the award show was going to be there again next year, and the year after that, and the year to follow, and the years to come. And so it wasn't like she was going to miss out on anything, but my friend made it seem like she was going to. And how many times have you been in a situation where other people tried to, you know, make you do something different? You know that the right thing to do is to go left, but they're trying to get you to go right. Have you been in that situation before? And at the time, you know, it might feel like, you know, this moment is fun. Like, I'm never going to have this moment again. And you never wanted to leave. And you start to kind of consider, maybe I can just, you know, skip out on going back to school. Or maybe I don't have to leave right now. Maybe I will do this thing. Or maybe I'll try this thing. You know, you start to think of all these different excuses of why you can and should stay. Have you ever been there before? I know I have. And in this situation, my friend was there too. And like I said, the reality was the award show was going to be there every single year. It wasn't going to change. Life was going to keep moving forward, even though she had to make that simple sacrifice right at that moment in time. But being a good friend that I was, you know, I told her that, you know, I encouraged her that she needed to leave because this moment was going to be there again. So ultimately, she went on the plane and she went back home. She studied and now she has her law degree. But that's a whole nother story. But that's the difference, the major difference between having friends around you who are out for your best interest and those who are out for just being selfish. And quite frankly, my friend was being selfish. And it wasn't the fact that she wanted to necessarily hang out with her per se. Yes, she was cool and all of that stuff, beautiful and everything. But it was more so the fact that she had a connection with the son of a well-known individual. My friend was trying to get to know him at any cost, and especially after finding out who he had a connection with. And so she was trying to get to know him, and she kind of used that situation to kind of, you know, push the envelope a little bit. And that's what my other friend did not know. But when you have friends around you who encourage you to do the right thing, they're, again, out for your best interest. They're not out for things that are going to allow them to gain, but they're out for looking out for your future, looking out for your past, looking out for the present time. And they want to just see you succeed and see you do well. But as you can see, some people don't have that as their intention. And of course, my friend just met this other girl, my other friend. So it wasn't like they were friends, but still, you have to keep wise counsel around you and you have to just know that not everyone is out for your best interest. Because that same friend who told me or told her to stay a little longer and miss out on her class and all of that stuff, well, she told me advice that I wasn't necessarily too happy about as well. Another industry event that my other friend put on, well, this friend was with me as well. And so she met somebody who was a part of the entertainment industry, which a lot of people were there. And so she thought it was a good connection for me. And so I ended up meeting him. We spoke. It was, you know, a fun conversation, and we continued the conversation. We exchanged contact and all of that stuff. And so maybe that following week, after texting and speaking over the phone, we got to get together and, you know, we're talking, getting to know each other and stuff. And so he was showing me his music and all of this stuff. And so the next time I came over his house and he showed me more of his music, but this time around he tried to kiss me, and he was also talking about, like, you know, us possibly being a couple, even though we didn't know each other that well. And he was just saying all this stuff. And to make a long story short, I ended up leaving not too soon after that. And I told my friend about the whole situation, but instead of her encouraging me and just, like, you know, pumping me up for doing the right thing and just being proud and having this proud friend moment, She actually said something contrary. She said, you know, why don't you just think about being with him? Like, you know, why didn't you just kiss him? Why didn't you just do this? Like, you know, he could have put you on his track, or he could have did this and did that, and just painting all these pictures of what could be, even if it had me bending my morals. And pretty much the moral of this story, of both stories, are to tell you that you have to have wise counsel around you. And yes, they might appear to be your friend. You might be having fun with them, but what are their intentions? Do you know? And maybe sometimes their intentions might be good, but what about the overall picture? Like the other 90%? What about that? Who do you keep in your circle? That's what you have to ask yourself. Why do you keep them there? Because they have the power, the longer that you keep them there, to tell you something adverse to what you believe, or to tell you something that, you know, can affect your future in the positive way. Like, I want to have friends around me who affects my future in a positive light, who doesn't necessarily do things because they feel like it can help them, who doesn't befriend people because it might introduce them to people that, you know, they want to meet, who doesn't, you know, you just have to know who you keep around. Are they for your best interest? Are they causing you to bend your morals? Are they giving you bad advice that you know is contrary at the depths of your soul? Is different from the foundation that you grew up in, that you built over the years? You know, God puts his spirit in your heart, and he shares with you. He shows you, and he makes you feel when things are not right. And you've had this foundation built up over time. And the longer that you keep certain individuals around you, friends around you, the longer or the more likely it is for you to start becoming just like them. For you to also start befriending people because of bad intentions. For you to also start degrading yourself because you want that mention, and accepting different condescending remarks because, you know, you want that situation to last a little bit longer, not knowing that the situation soon will be over. So what are your intentions? Think about that for a moment. Who are the people that you have around you? Think about their character. Think about the red flags that they've bestowed before. Think about some of the things that they've accepted in life. The condescending comments that they've accepted and just brushed right past. You know, because you've been in that room with them before. And even if you haven't in the past, after last night or after today, you've seen all of that brought to light. You've seen that, you know, they talk in front of people's face and talk behind their backs. You see all these different things, these red flags. But why do you continue to stay? Why do you continue to stay knowing that your future depends on you saying no and saying goodbye to this individual because you know that is going to be harmful for you? That is going to create something that was never meant to be. I hope you guys learn from this situation. And until next time.
I remember going
to meet up with him a little bit after that, not that night, but like a different day, because he didn't live that far away from me. And so after that, you know, we were talking, we were doing like singing. He was showing me his work, and like then we start watching a TV show, and it was just getting late. And so I ended up leaving home, and then we met up again like the next couple of days, like once more. But this time around, like he tries to kiss me, and I'm like, no, like that's not why I'm here or whatever. And so he kind of just brushed it to the side or whatever. And I, again, was taken aback, but, you know, I pretty much ended up leaving soon after that because I didn't want that to be a situation that he thought. I didn't want it to turn into that situation. And I wanted to see that red flag, take it for what it was, and just leave, get myself out of that situation. So that next day, I ended up going over my friend's house, and I told her about the situation, and she basically was like, you know, you should have just done it. Like, you know, he could have put you on his tracks, or he could have done this and that and all of this stuff. And like, I just was taken aback by what her and how her mindset was set, because it was definitely different and contrary to what my morals was leading me towards. And that's kind of another thing, like you have to also be aware of the people that you have around you, because certain people will say, yeah, you know, they would have been glad that you turned that person down and left. But this individual actually said I should have done the opposite, because she was thinking of, you know, who she could meet through that situation, and, you know, maybe me being on a track and just different stuff. She was just thinking of that turn, so she wasn't really thinking about safety, and she wasn't thinking about my well-being and all of that stuff. So I think it's very important to just really, really notate the people that you have around you, and also notate what type of advice they're giving you, because they have the power to help you move forward, or, you know, make you move backwards in a worser position. And thankfully, I had my own thoughts at the end of the day, even though, you know, I've made mistakes in my past or whatever. But, you know, I stood on my ground, and I said no and all of that stuff. And so thankfully, I was able to do that instead of just taking her advice and just, you know, going full fledged into an area that I was never supposed to be. So that's just another thing. Just know what your intentions are. Know who's around you. Because ultimately, if you don't have that sound advice and good intentions, and even if you have good intentions, you also have to know what their intentions are too. If you don't have all those things, that can just lead you into bending your morals, into going into an area that, you know, you never thought you could or would. And before you know it, you know, you can look in the mirror and realize that you're not the girl that you used to be, because you've accepted and you've allowed people to belittle you and say certain things and that are condescending towards you. And you're just accepting it because you want to be accepted, you know, at any cost. And that leads to other long-term effects that can be negative towards your future, that can be negative towards building other relationships with people. So I hope you guys learned from this episode. Sorry, my voice keeps cutting out. But I hope you guys learned, and, you know, this allowed you to kind of ponder on different situations for yourself. And until next time.